Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. May I have your zip code so I can better assist you?
73044.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. And may I ask your first and last name, please?
Colleen Canning.
I have a Cody Canning. Would that be you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you please verify your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes on your account, Ms. Canning?
2175 East Crest Lane.
Okay. City and state, ma'am.
Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Thank you, Ms. Canning. It looks like you responded, ma'am, to a sweepstakes to win a free, KitchenAid mixer. What happened is when you responded and went to pay that shipping that they asked you for when they told you you had already won, was they enrolled you in this mobile food app, ma'am. It's called Bites Hub. And that's where the charge of $59.89 comes from. It's a monthly membership fee to be in that sweepstakes to win the mixer. And you have to be enrolled in Bites Hub. And it's just an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to turn food into energy, cut sugars and carbs out your diet. They do offer it, Ms. Canning, for just $20 a month if you would like to stay enrolled in that sweepstakes to try and win that mixer.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Did you not go on a website and see or receive an email or do a survey and the end result was, hey, you won a free KitchenAid mixer or you could win it for $2. Pay the shipping and handling. Okay, well, that's how this was initiated. Okay, well, this is what you were charged for. Is anyone in your house that may have had access to your card because you were charged on 5/7?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Well, I got charged on 4/11.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to go back. That's the same thing. That's what I was going to say. It initiated back in April.
Yeah, nope.
Okay, so how would you like for me to assist you today, Ms. Canning? Because
this is a
recurring thing. As you can see, they charged you last month, and they'll continue to charge your account, ma'am, until you call in and say you want it canceled.
Okay, well, I need it canceled, and I need a refund. I see it on 4/11. I haven't even gotten my bank statement for May yet.
Well, you were charged on May as well. Yes, ma'am. There are actually two charges. May the 7th, and then let me go back to the first page, ma'am. Hang on. And unfortunately, they only will let me refund one charge. The latest charge, which is on 4/7. Have you talked to your bank or credit card company, rather, about this charge?
No, they told me to call you first.
Oh, okay. Good deal. In that case, Ms. Canning, I can refund both of those charges. The original charge was on 4/7, ma'am. And then they charged you again on this past Saturday. And as I stated, they'll charge you once a month around the same time. But I'm going to cancel that account for you, ma'am, and send you two refund confirmation emails to Cody, at servinglogan.com. You should get those emails, Ms. Cody, within the next 24 to 48 hours. Excuse me. I'm placing you on a brief hold. I have to sneeze.
Okay.
Well, I thought I did. I hate when that happens. That's even worse than a sneeze. Okay, Ms. Canning, rather. I refunded the $59.89 back to your MasterCard that ends in 3319. You'll see that money on your card within 3 to 5 business days. There it was. Okay, excuse me. There, yes, ma'am. Your total refund amount, give me just a second. I wish I could do mental math that good, but I can't. It's just $59.89 times 2. There was a time when I could just rattle that off my head, but that time is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a... Well, that's 59. Oh, yay. Wait a minute. Let's go back. Come on. 59.89 times 2. 119.78 is your total refund amount. Ms. Canning, you'll have that money back on your card, as I stated, in 3 to 5 business days. You're also going to receive 2 separate refund confirmation emails, okay? And they're just going to say refund confirmation. You might get them within the next few moments. It may take up to 2 days because they're computer generated. However, I have a cancellation number for you. I've returned your money back to your card. canceled that account out. And you can call your bank and let them know that you spoke to that merchant and that account is canceled. It would be no more billing towards that card and that you've been refunded in full.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Canny, your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cat. Then the number is 920-529-121.
Okay, C as in cat, 920-529-121.
That's it, Ms. Canny.
Thank you for your help.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else that you can think of that I can assist you with before I release the line today, ma'am?
No, ma'am, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, well, you have a good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support, Ms. Canny. You stay safe.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.